Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The consumer price index has surged higher than expected, up to 8.2%. And this is the Saudis have thrown President Biden under the bus, claiming now that the U.S. had urged the kingdom to postpone a decision by OPEC and its allies, including Russia, to cut oil production. OPEC denounced the cut on October the 5th, and President Biden has said there will be, quote, consequences for the move. Now, they're also now accusing the president of a quid pro quo. They are saying that the Saudis are saying the U.S. had urged the kingdom to postpone a decision by OPEC and its allies until after the midterm elections. And now the president is in a bad spot because that, on top of the consumer price surge, higher than expected, and Wall Street is responding. Now, if you want to know why the president clearly can't get any of this under control, it's also because it's obvious the president doesn't actually know what's going on. He is wandering through his day. Bill O'Reilly is going to join me in a few moments to talk about the state of Joe Biden as a human being. But this is from a speech in Colorado where Joe Biden said that his son, Beau, lost his life in Iraq when actually he died in America. Listen.
And I mean it sincerely. I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq. Imagine the courage, the daring, and the genuine sacrifice they all made.
He's slurring his words, and then Biden says that his son, Bo, lost his life in Iraq during a speech in Colorado. That's not what happened. He did not lose his life in Iraq. He lost his life in America. He died of brain cancer in 2015. But he says that his son lost his life in Iraq. Now, I genuinely feel bad for anybody that has a cognitive decline, but the rest of the world is looking at this, and that's why they're taking advantage. Also, America's ability to even buy a home has gotten a much, much harder to do and accomplish because of inflation. In fact, the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage on a home loan has more than doubled since he took office. I'm going to give you those details in a moment. Before I get to that, if you love being outdoors, if you love tailgating, if you love grilling out, if you love sitting out in your backyard and you want a truly portable speaker, you got to check out TurtleBoxAudio.com. Now, this is the perfect gift for any outdoorsman. It is the loudest. It is truly portable. It's waterproof. It has an ultra long battery life, and it's a Bluetooth speaker that is going to blow your mind. You also can do collegiate color combinations so that you can be tailgating with the colors of your favorite team. If you love being outdoors and you love music, you need to check out TurtleBox. If you're looking for the ultimate gift, Christmas gift for any outdoorsman, then check out TurtleBoxAudio.com. Use my name, Ben, at checkout, and you'll get $20 off plus free shipping. So go to TurtleBoxAudio.com. It's perfect for hunting, fishing, tailgating, hanging out on the lake, rafting, canoeing, because it is a truly waterproof speaker, the loudest speaker, portable speaker on the market. TurtleBoxAudio.com. Use promo code Ben at checkout to get $20 off and free shipping. Now, back to the interest rates here. The average 30-year fixed rate on a home loan has more than doubled under Biden's term in office. It has gone up from 3.2% to now 6.7%. This on top of the fact that the monthly figures show inflation is accelerating, not falling. That means there's going to be more pain for you and I as American consumers. The price of goods purchased by U.S. households surged higher in September as a wide range of goods and services have become more expensive. Prices rose 8.2% compared with a year earlier. That's the latest consumer price index showing evidence that the price stability sought by the Federal Reserve raising interest rates remains an elusive and distant destination for them, meaning more pain is coming. Compared with August, prices did not go down. In fact, prices rose. Prices were up 0.4%. The Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics said in their new statement. They said core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, rose 6.6% compared to a year ago. That is the highest rate of core inflation in my lifetime since 1981, the year I was born. It surpassed the recent 6.4% highs that we hit in February and the highs that we also hit in March. For the month, core prices were up, listen carefully, 0.6% in 1 month, in a 30-day average. Now, economists had expected the index would be up 0.2% on a monthly basis at 8.1% compared with a year ago. With core CPI forecasts as rising 0.4% month to month and 6.5% compared to a year ago. In other words, they got it all wrong. The monthly figures show inflation is accelerating. After falling to zero in July, the headline consumer price index has now risen for two straight months, meaning the Fed has not gotten it under control. In August, it was rising at 0.12% rate. Core prices were up 0.31% in July and 0.56%, almost doubling the number of July in August. And then you have to deal with food. This is everybody's problem right now. Food prices have risen almost an entire percentage point in September alone, matching the previous month's increase. Compared with a year ago, food prices under the Biden regime are up 11.2%. Prices of food purchased from home consumption, known to the rest of us as groceries, the government has now said rose 0.7% for the second straight month, meaning 1.4% increase in the price of your groceries in the last 60 days. These are up 13% compared to a year ago. So it's a massive tax on your groceries, basically inflation. You are paying 13 cents more in every dollar that you're spending at the grocery store. How is the world reacting to this? CNN's Christine Romans had this to say about the numbers. And this is, again, on CNN. Listen carefully.
This just into CNN. Concerning new data this morning as the U.S. looks to combat rising inflation. Consumer prices rising 0.4% in September, 8.2% year over year. Now, that's higher than many experts had predicted. CNN Chief Business Correspondent Christine Romans joins me now to walk through these numbers. Christine, these are figures that every American feels every time they go to the grocery store or to the gas station. Why does it remain so stubbornly high?
You know, and that is the big question. The Fed has been raising interest rates now for months, and these numbers are still near 40-year highs. And when you dig inside these numbers, and this is what everyone's really paying close attention to this morning, Bianna, when you strip out food and energy, that core inflation, annual core inflation, 6.6%, that is the highest since 1982. So that is a fresh 40-year high for core inflation, and month-over-month core inflation, 0.6%. That matches what we saw in August. Overall inflation, you can see on a line chart how it's off the worst levels that we'd seen earlier this year, maybe showing signs of turning or peaking. That's what everybody wants to know. But what you are feeling year-over-year, gasoline prices up more than 18% from last year, food prices still up 11%, and shelter. You know, shelter prices have been rising, and this is the part of the economy that you can't quickly change. You can go to different store brands, or you can shop differently and switch out your cuts of meat, right, if you're a shopper for your grocery bill. Much more difficult when you're talking about your housing costs. Now, these rising prices have been so punishing for so long. The cost of living adjastment for Social Security recipients last year, next year, we just found out will be 8.7%. So the 70 million people who receive a Social Security check or those sorts of benefits starting in January will have about $146 on average more a month to try to compensate for this high inflation, Bianna.
Yeah, these figures are...
This is CNN you're hearing, okay? So be clear about that. This is CNN telling you all of this. They're now saying to you that this is really bad. They're saying to you that this is brutal. They're saying to you that these numbers are skyrocketing and you are going to be the victim of this for probably years to come because the annual core inflation at 6.6% is the highest since 1982. That's a fresh 40-year high for core inflation. And that's coming from CNN. Like, they're not screwing around with this. They're understanding they can't keep lying to you about just how bad this is. Bloomberg has come out talking about just how bad things are this morning as well. And they had this to say moments ago on Bloomberg about the economy.
You say it's a prudent use of the asset. Other people are very worried about this. You've drained the SPR to its lowest level in four decades. There's some accusation that you're putting the polls before America's energy security. Brian, the Saudis themselves said this morning that the U.S. requested a one-month delay to the OPEC Plus output. I wonder why that would be. Brian, can you tell me whether you did ask the Saudis for a one-month delay to that decision? Are they telling the truth?
Now, this is obviously Bloomberg calling out the senior House Biden economic advisor, all right, Brian Deese, who's asking, like, you guys clearly are trying to fix the markets. You asked for a one-month delay from OPEC. They're saying that you guys are trying to artificially, change the price of gas for just 1 month to make it through the midterms. And they're now calling you out for this quid pro quo. You know, what do you have to say to the Saudis? Listen to the White House's response.
Look, we clearly communicated our views to OPEC members that we thought it was short-sighted for them to take the action that they were contemplating, and they announced. With respect to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, this was a calibrated decision to address the real issues in the market. We talked to U.S. industry last winter. We identified that there was about a million barrel a day gap between what they were producing this winter and what they said that they could get production to by late this fall. That million barrel gap was what we calibrated to make the decision on the use of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And people should feel confident that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve continues to be an asset that we can deploy to address our economic and national security needs. That's always what has dictated the president's decision making on this, and that's what will dictate his decision making on this going forward.
Brian, you didn't answer the question. So
I love this, right? Bloomberg's like, you didn't answer the question. You just made up a bunch of crap, right? You're the White House National Economic Council Director. You didn't answer the question. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra or add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Even Bloomberg is saying, you guys are stupid. You didn't answer our question. You're in charge, Brian Deese. You're the White House National Economic Council Director. We asked you a basic question about you guys trying to influence the price of oil and gas for just 1 month with OPEC, basically trying to bribe OPEC to give you what you need to hopefully, you know, make it where your losses in the midterms aren't that bad by having a fake gas price that's going to immediately skyrocket the day the elections happen because you're going to stop dumping oil from the strategic oil reserves. And you know that OPEC is going to cut oil production. And listen to Bloomberg just tear into the White House.
Brian, you didn't answer the question, so I'm going to ask it again. I'm going to share with you and share with our audience the quote from the Saudis this morning. The government of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia would like to clarify that based on its belief in the importance of dialogue and exchange of views with its allies and partners outside of OPEC Plus regarding the situation in the oil markets, the government of the Kingdom clarified through its continuous consultation with the U.S. administration that all economic analyses indicate that postponing the OPEC Plus decision for a month, according to what has been suggested, would have had negative economic consequences. Brian, again, it's a really straight question. Did you ask the Saudis to delay that decision for a month? Are they telling the truth or not?
look, I'm not going to get on air and disclose private conversations that members of our
private
administration
had. Saudis have shared it with us. You've got the opportunity to say it's true or not. Is it true or not?
What I will say clearly is that the communications that we've had with OPEC members and continuing have been based on our assessment of the economic circumstances of supply and demand in global oil markets. We disagree.
I mean, these guys, they're just getting hammered today because there's no way to overlook what the Saudis have come out and said. And what the Saudis have come out and said is, hey, you guys just need to know, that we were basically bribed by the Biden administration to artificially change what we were going to do. That's what the Saudis are saying. They're saying this is a quid pro quo. Where's the impeachment hearings, right? Because that's exactly what this should be. And Brian Deese, by the way, goes out there also on CNN and has this to say about gas prices. Again, lying to you.
And Americans expect to see higher prices at the pump with OPEC Plus' surprising decision to cut production by 2 million barrels a day.
Well, here's what I'll say. Most Americans are seeing prices at the pump now that are down $1, $1.20 from where they were this summer. And the prices that energy companies are paying, the wholesale prices, are at historically low levels compared to what the retail prices are being paid. And so if markets do what they should do, those retail prices should come down. They should come down over the course of the next couple of weeks. And consumers should see that in terms of the retail price that they pay. Yeah, so that's what we are communicating when we're talking to energy companies and industry analysts. Those prices should come down, and we're hopeful that they will over the next couple of weeks.
Well, oil prices up 13% from their low just last month. We, of course, will be following and watching it closely.
I mean, these scumbags over at CNN, the way she asked that, she asked the question, he gets to lie, he gets to put out his propaganda, and they're like, well, we'll see what happens. Right. Well, thank you, Brian, for coming on and giving us that propaganda. At least Bloomberg flat out called him out on this and was like, No, we're not going to allow this to happen, right? I mean, even the White House today, they went on Fox News channel, and Fox News asked questions the way they should have asked questions, saying, you guys are all over the place on inflation. Listen to this.
2% in September, gas prices fell.
To be clear, I stripped energy out of my question because I was just talking about core inflation. Continue.
No, core inflation strips out energy and food, but when we're talking about squeezing family budgets, we really have to talk about energy and food. And it is the case that while gas prices did start to rise at the end of September, in today's report, they were down 5%. But look, nobody is denying your fundamental point, which is this is a real squeeze on family budgets. And I think the question is, are policymakers doing what they need to do? The president released oil from the Strategic Reserve. That contributed to almost 100-day of gas declines. I mentioned our work on the supply side, the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering medical care costs, lowering prescription drug costs, lowering the cost of clean energy.
I mean, this is it when you know they're desperate, right? This is Jared Bernstein, White House Council of Economic Advisors, who's going through the entire list of all the things that they are trying to claim they're doing and saying, well, yeah, it's a real squeeze on family budgets, but everything's moving in the right direction. Everything is not moving in the right direction. He just said it's moving in the right direction. It's literally not moving in the right direction. It's moving the opposite direction. Dana Perino jumps in. She says, all right, and then he says this.
So all of these are moving in the right direction. They take time to factor into these price indices, and we'd like to see that happen a lot quicker.
Costs, but first, Dana's got a question.
I have a couple questions here. So
I love this, right? Like, oh, you know, it's heading the right direction. No, it's not. None of this is heading in the right direction. It's all heading in the wrong direction. And you guys sit there and you're like, nope, heading the right direction. No, it's not. Every number says that you're lying. Every number says that you're wrong. The Saudis are throwing you under the bus now. They're telling you that you're lying. The Saudis are literally looking at you saying, watch this, right? Watch it. We're going to bring it to you. You guys did a quid pro quo here. It is a 40-year high with inflation. And then immediately he says, we don't need to change our economic policies. What we're doing is working, the White House says. Now, Bill Hemmer says, sir, is it time for the White House and the Biden administration to pivot on its economic policies? Bernstein, no, I think what we have is at the White House, the Federal Reserve, we're actually aware of the pressures that this causes on American families and budgets. The president started out this morning by talking about how Americans are squeezed by the cost of living, and they didn't need this report to remind them of that, but that's certainly in the report. But we're headed in the right direction. We're not headed in the right direction. Inflation was 8.2% in September. Inflation is outpacing wages. We're acutely aware of the pressure that this caused on American families and American family budgets here. That if you are acutely aware of what is happening, right, and the way that you're describing it, then why would you say we're heading the right direction when the numbers actually say we are headed in the wrong direction? Because when you have a media, the way that we have a media, that can lie to you this way, that can have these representatives go out there on TV and just act like all this is completely normal, right? And just say everything's fine. Even CNBC, this is how they describe the inflation numbers.
And finally, year over year, strip out food and energy, also hotter than expectations, up 6.6. That follows 6.3, and 6.6 is a new high. The old high was 6.5 in March. That went back to 1982.
The wheels are coming off the bus, and I don't think they're going to be able to hide it through the election. That's what this means, right? The inflation was hotter than expected in September, and yet the White House says, no, we're headed in the right direction.
All right, so we're looking at a month-over-month gain of 0.4%. The estimate was 0.2%. Month-over-month coming in at 0.4%. Year-over-year, 8.2%. That is hotter than expected. Again, coming in month-over-month, hotter than expected at 0.4%. And again, 8.2% is the headline CPI number for the month of September. That is hotter than expected. Again, if you strip out food and energy, 6.6%. That is your core number year over year. Hotter than expected, guys. Hotter than expected. There goes your markets down 241 points.
By the way, in the time that she said that, Dow futures, when she started the comments I just played for you, were up 293 points. That's where the Dow futures were. Then they went down 71. This is in real time. All right, as she was talking. Then they go down another 80, right? This is happening in real time as she's speaking for 40 seconds. Then they jump down 161 points. Because it's, and then it goes to 176, the Dow down to 176 in the futures. So we went from then 180, right? And this is 33 seconds in. I'm watching this in real time. So then it goes to 195 down, right? As she's finishing up these numbers, it's hitting. Then it hits 241 down. So in a span of 41 seconds, the Dow went from 295 up to, at the very end, when she was saying the last thing, down 241, a 500-point, you know, total split out of nowhere, because this administration has no idea what the hell to do when it comes to inflation. And they have no idea what to do when it comes to energy, and they refuse to allow us to do what we need to do to protect ourselves with energy independence. And now we find out they were basically trying to bribe the Saudis to delay their 2 million barrel a day of oil production that they were going to decrease until after the midterm elections. Then they were going to say, go ahead and do it. Just save the liberal Democrats until then. That was the quid pro quo. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, a few minutes ago, I sat down with my good friend Bill O'Reilly, and we talked about this quid pro quo, and I want you to hear our conversation. Take a listen. Bill, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Ben. How are you?
Doing well. I want to hit a couple big headlines real quick, and then I want to get into the book. One of those headlines is the shock this morning, and this is really, I think, telling you about the Saudis. And how little respect they have for our president. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has come out and confirmed that Biden attempted to coerce them to postpone their oil cuts until after the midterms and announced that they have rejected, they're calling it this, a quid pro quo. Your reaction to the Saudis basically throwing the United States of America, our president, under the bus in this way?
I've never had much respect for Saudi Arabia. I don't think it's a country that is looking out for Americans in any way. We need them as a bulwark against Iran, which is why they're our ally. But they're fairly pernicious people, harmful people. Obviously, they don't like Biden. They want to embarrass him. They have. The worst thing is they've thrown in with Putin, the Saudis. I mean, that's just a disgrace. And there's no... But, I mean, these are people who execute, you know, 30, 40 people at a throw and chopping people's hands off. I mean, this is a primitive government with no human rights perspective at all. Now, as for Biden, I interviewed former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo this week, and he basically said, and I believe this is true, Ben, that very few world leaders respect Biden. Even our allies, they know he's befuddled. They know he's incompetent. They're very worried about the next 2 years. So the Saudis knew they could get away with this. If Trump were president, obviously they wouldn't have done it because Trump would have had a huge reprisal against the Saudis. But Biden would do anything because that's who Biden is. But all Americans are going to, you know, get pounded in the next 3 or 4 months as gas prices go up again. And that'll lead to higher food prices. So there you go.
You look at the president, and you just mentioned that everybody's taking advantage of him. He had another big blunder yesterday. Biden said that his son, Beau, lost his life in Iraq. During the speech that he gave in Colorado, his son, Beau, died of brain cancer in 2015, not in Iraq. When you look at these types of blunders, I am at the point now, and I genuinely feel sorry for anyone that's losing their cognitive function. I feel sorry for anybody that's dealing with whether it be Alzheimer's, dementia, et cetera. I'm not a doctor, right? I don't know what's wrong, but I do know something's wrong, and the rest of the world is watching this, and like you said, they're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, there's no question that everybody knows now. Biden's in cognitive decline. He's going to be 80 in November. On the Beau Biden front, I cut him slack because there is a school of thought that says that Beau got the brain cancer through chemical agents that he encountered in Iraq. So maybe that's what his father was talking about. See, these kind of small ball things, they don't really matter to me. You know, there's Biden on the stage asking for a dead person. It's more of a car wreck than policy. What I'm concerned about is that, in my opinion, and I believe I am absolutely right, Joe Biden is incapable of absorbing information, Ben. That's the key to this. He cannot absorb information. So he doesn't understand that if you attack the fossil fuel industry, if you attack American energy, that American energy is then going to cut back. If you put regulations on the industry, it's harder to harvest oil. He doesn't understand that. And that has led to the inflation and to all of the economic horror that we're experiencing now. You got a guy running a country who doesn't understand cause and effect, you got a major problem.
You look at gas prices now, and you mentioned this earlier, Bill, and that was, you know, Democrats saying, all right, well, we're going to blame Russia for this and the Saudis for this. Well, if you know that Russia and the Saudis always act this way, and you and I both know they always will, anytime they can screw us, they're going to do it. It's part of their foreign policy. Then why would you not go back to more energy independence? And yet they're still sitting there just basically acting like, hey, we'll artificially try to keep the prices down. Our strategic oil reserves are at the lowest level they've been in my lifetime. They're pumping millions of barrels of oil into the market every day, yet half that's going overseas, if not more. And they're just trying to keep these prices down until the midterms. That artificial deflation, right? That artificial price decrease of the million plus barrels we're putting out there every day from our strategic oil reserves is going to dry up literally the day of the election.
Sure. I mean, it's, you know, this is the way politics work in America. I think that the November 8th election is crucial, that if Republicans can take the House, that'll put the brakes on the Biden administration. They're not going to be able to get anything passed, anything done. Any executive order will be immediately challenged in federal court. They're not going to be able to reverse the damage that Biden has done, but to be able to stop it, particularly on the massive spending front. The Senate, you know, who knows? There's some bad Republican candidates in the on the sheet here. So nobody really knows how that's going to come down. But I am fairly confident that the House will go overwhelmingly to the Republicans. And then you're going to see a lot of hearings about Biden and the things that Biden has done that are going to be really gruesome. And he may be impeached over failure to enforce border law, federal law on the border. Biden could be impeached on that. He's not going to get convicted, but, you know, it would be payback for the Trump stuff. That could happen. So anyway, you know, if you want to, if you like your country the way it is now, vote Democrat on November 8th.
I want to ask you one last question before we get to the book, and that's you mentioned the border, and let's talk about the fentanyl that's coming across the border. The number one killer of 40 and under this year is going to be fentanyl. And it is there's a lot of people that unfortunately use drugs but have no intention of dying instantly from their being laced with fentanyl. And this administration refuses to do anything at all to secure the border. It's obvious we have more people coming across the border now than any other time in history. This administration keeps lying and saying, oh, we have a secure border. Obviously, we don't have a secure border. It's wide open. And yet we saw this phone call that got leaked yesterday of Bo Biden pleading with his brother's ex-wife for her to release him some airline points to, quote, check himself into rehab. Now, it was obvious he was an addict. You could hear it. I felt compassion for him. I felt sad. But there was something very revealing in that audio tape. And that is, he said, well, give it to Uncle Jimmy. And she said no, because she didn't trust the uncle to actually do the right thing. And then he says, well, give it to my dad. And she says no. She said, I'll put you into rehab. I'm not going to trust them to do it for you. And I look at this, and it's almost like this family knew that their son and their nephew was an addict. They exploited it to make money off him, knowing he could do things they would never do. And then their alibi, which is clearly what this administration has been talking about. The president did it in this big interview with Jake Tapper, right, where he's like, well, he's an addict. He overcame this. I'm so proud of him. That's the alibi for this. And it's like, well, if they don't even care about their own son and helping protect him from the addiction and giving him and cutting him off from the millions, right, that he was bringing in and saying, you're not working this business anymore if it was legitimate. They exploited him, Bill, and then people expect him to do something at the border with fentanyl. He didn't even care to stop the drug abuse with his own son.
Well, I can't address the own son business because I wasn't there and I don't know the dynamic inside the family. But I can address the fact that the president of the United States does not care. And it's absolutely true what you said. He does not care about massive amounts of narcotics crossing into the United States. He has no plan to combat it. He has put no emphasis on it, hasn't done a nationwide address, hasn't done anything. Because, number one, he doesn't know what to do, and number two, he doesn't care about it. So, again, you're looking at efficiency. When you elect a president, you expect the president to be able to do the job. Trump did the job pretty well. He ran the country pretty well in the 4 years. That's beyond dispute. You don't like Trump? Okay, you don't like him. Is he irresponsible sometimes in his statements? Absolutely. Does he do things he shouldn't do? Absolutely. Did he run the country well? Yes, he did. So it's a trade. And you traded Trump for Biden if you voted for Biden. That's what you traded. Happy? Are you happy with that? I mean, you got to break it down to its simplest component. I don't know what Joe Biden prioritizes in his life. At this point, I just think that the man wanders, and that I use that word literally, wanders through the day and is told what to do by his wife and his staff, and he does it. That's it.
Yeah, it's clear that his wife is a caretaker. You can see it in public now, and that's obvious. I want to move to this book. It's going to be another big bestseller. The series that you do, these books are incredible. I've read, I've got the one literally on my desk right now. When I fly, I've been reading Killing the Killers. It's an awesome book. If you haven't gotten that one, The Secret War Against Terrorists. You've got a new book, though, coming out. It's going to be great for the holidays, great stocking stuffer, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And one of those celebrities is from my hometown, Elvis. Talk a little bit about this book and the Elvis aspect of it as well.
Okay, so basically what you have here are three men who changed American culture. Elvis Presley, late 1950s, teenager from Mississippi, goes on Ed Sullivan, sings a dopey song called Hound Dog, crashes the entire conformist culture in America. Here comes rock and roll rebellion. One guy, he did it. And then in 64, the Beatles come over. They're the spear point for 5 years of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We have that culture now. And then Muhammad Ali refuses to be inducted in the armed forces, raises dissent to the highest level ever, and then becomes a civil rights icon. All three of these people changed American culture. This is a history book. And all three of them were crushed, destroyed by their fame, and betrayed by the people closest to them. It is an unbelievably compelling story. This is the 12th killing book. First one I've written about culture. The other 11 are about presidents of wars. You know what they are. 19 million copies of my books in print, the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. And I'm getting, you know, The Killing Legends is one of the best. If you go to Amazon, you look at the reviews by customers who read the book, 87% give it an excellent rating. That's higher than any of the other killing books except for Jesus. And it's really rough to criticize Jesus. You got to give him some slack. Let him slack, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about that. When you were writing these books, I know you guys, you and your team, y'all pour into research. What was probably the most shocking thing that you learned while writing this book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity?
I guess the Beatles broke up because John Lennon became a heroin addict. So everybody thinks it was finance, and there was some of that. But once Lennon was taken over by Yoko Ono, who ran his entire life, he became addicted to heroin. And that's what really broke up the Beatles. The other three went, wait a minute, hold it. What is this? And that was shocking to me. I did not know that.
Wow. And you also mentioned, and I think this is a cautionary tale for everybody, be careful you surround yourself with. All of these legends, as you described it, were literally betrayed by the people that were closest to them. And when you get them involved in drugs, then you can really manipulate and get exactly what you want because you know you have an addict that just needs their next fix.
Yeah, Ali didn't take drugs. What Ali did was he got overwhelmed by his fame, so he went to the Nation of Islam and he said to them, you do it, you take it over, which they did. And then they took all his money. So Ali was broke for most of his life because the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad's son Herbert, who ran Ali's businesses, they took all the money. So Ali just surrendered. He said, I can't do it. I'm overwhelmed. You do it. And that's what Elvis did with Tom Parker. And everybody in Memphis and Tennessee and Mississippi know how Parker, a criminal, I mean, basically ruined Presley. But I don't see these guys as victims, Ben. And they were all smart guys. They weren't well-educated, but they weren't stupid. They knew what was happening to them, and they allowed it to go on.
Do you think they allowed it because of the stress of being a legend?
Yeah, because they were crushed by the celebrity. Their lives were just basically out of control all the time. Tremendous demands on them, pressure to perform, all kinds of controversy swirling around, some of which they engendered, others that didn't. And they didn't get any relief. And Elvis, I believe, wanted to check out. You don't take that amount of narcotics every day if you want to live. I think he just said, you know, look, I want to go. Subconsciously, of course.
It's incredible. Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, Bill O'Reilly. It's a pleasure to chat with you as always. The book is out. Grab it wherever you get your books. It's also going to be a great gift for the holiday season as well. As always, my friend, great to have you on. I'm sure we'll have you back again real soon.
Okay, Ben, I appreciate it. Let's talk, as you said, again soon. Thank you.
All right, a quick reminder, I will also be asking Senator Ted Cruz on Verdict, the podcast I co-host with him, about the economy. Don't miss that, so make sure you grab that download if you're not listening to Verdict with Ted Cruz. And I will also see you back here tomorrow on this podcast. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends as well, and write us a 5-star review. It helps us tremendously on the charts, which helps us reach new listeners. See you back here tomorrow.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.